This is the very beginning of the book, chapter one. It tilted. The sidewalk refused to stay level. The rushing traffic, oblivious to his walking, and the thick rope attached at his waist, dragging on the concrete. A long trudge to visit the doll, a cornhusk with dirty black eyes. 2 more miles to Dave's pawn shop at the top of the hill. He had come to believe that she was his earth angel, keeping the world upright as it hovered within its magnetosphere, soothing the waves that tumble and tremble, threatening to reverse or disperse, letting solar winds sweep him away into the cold vacuum of space. Encrusted with pebbles, dirt, and cigarette butts, the thick rope anchored him in case the worst happened, which could at any moment, though everyone racing past in their fixed stare knew nothing. Years ago, when he could still read, he spent 7 Wednesday nights in a row at the city library, listening to a retired astronomer show slides of cosmic catastrophes, exploding stars, nuclear storms, and drifting galaxies that devoured planets where he imagined small children inside homes watching television. The astro image of a fluctuating magnetic field dancing over the North and South Poles crumbled his inside. 1 slide shown for a few seconds changed him forever in the small arc of his life. Now knowing nothing rested, merely hovered, waiting for the cataclysm that no one could see because the field was invisible, made up of waves that only scientists with their strange equipment could envision. His task was simply to stay walking with his rope caressing the gritty concrete.